RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Doug Carson, that is not Scott Anderson. That is Jeff Rieger today. Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doug, Merry Christmas. Or
what's
at
up,
least
man?
After Merry Christmas. What's going on?
No, yeah, not a lot. You been good?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not thrilled with yesterday's Lions game, but thrilled to get to spend time with family the last few days. So that's been awesome. But it was what it was. It was a bitter end, and it is a team that needs a lot of maintenance. This roster needs a lot of maintenance and upgrades and TLC in this offseason because I think we just basically watched the worst case scenario play itself out, which sucks. But I don't know how else to put it.
Listen, I agree with you. I would take it a step further. It was an embarrassment. I mean, they're now your last place Detroit Lions. And if I were to tell you, Doug, that when they're sitting at 4-1 and 5-2, that J.J. McCarthy, early J.J., not even like better J.J., not even 9 J.J., and then Max Brosmer were to beat you in some pretty big games, and the Vikings sweep you, I don't think anybody would believe it. And then yesterday, you know, Costa and Jansen do that double-digit disco. They lost by double digits. If they don't turn over the football, they probably win the football game. Doug, unfortunately, we've watched these games our whole lives, and we thought it was gone. The last couple of years were splendid, and now it's back to being more of the same.
Well, look, embarrassing or not, to me, it's just, hey, look, it's black and white. Did they succeed? No, they didn't. It was ugly, and Max Brosmer's terrible. I had an NFL coach tell me that, not with the Lions. but I know, and I'm like, yeah, well, maybe someday he'll be really good. But, yeah, it was an ugly performance. Whatever label you want to put onto it, it's just the whole season. I think it was the worst-case scenario playing itself out in so many ways. Absolutely sucks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we knew about the offensive line, right? And then you find out seconds before the game that Taylor Decker isn't going to play. I think we knew that Goff was going to be under pressure. And I don't know that he adjusted. Maybe he could not adjust. But I keep going back to the fact that Jared Goff, over the last 2 years, in the two biggest games of the season, this one, he wasn't very good against Pittsburgh either. And then, of course, last year against the Commanders, Jared Goff, the guy making the most money, was outdueled by Max Brosmer. As crazy as it sounds, the Lions lost to a team that had 3 net yards passing. Brosmer had a better rating than Goff did. Goff turned over the ball 5 times, 3 fumbles and 2 picks. So I think it starts there, but the offensive line was atrocious. And then, yeah, defensively they were fine, but they just kept coughing the football over. If they just turn over the ball 3 times, they're still alive. And then we get to watch tomorrow what Green Bay does. But unfortunately, you said it, the worst case scenario, it was atrocious. I can't get over how bad it was yesterday.
Well, I think it starts with the offensive line, quite frankly. But it, at the end of the day, and it starts in the middle. I mean, Edgar Khan really, really struggled. And I get that he's a young player, but I'm ready to get into the free agent market and find a veteran center and bring somebody in here that can settle down the interior of the offensive line. A lot of problems can start with the center position, but even yesterday, multiple quarterback center exchanges were a problem. And you go, okay, well, what's new to the equation? Well, what was new is the center. Goff's the same guy. The center's different, and they couldn't block. I mean, there were jailbreak blitzes over and over again, and it was just, it was ugly. They couldn't run. They couldn't block. They couldn't pass protect. There was nothing. I mean, there was absolutely nothing. And it, you, when a game ends like that with the 6 turnovers, and they've been exceptionally good at not turning the football over, and they, you turn it over 8 times all year and then turn over 6 times in one game, it's not going to work very often. It's not going to work very often. And, I think the crazy thing is it feels like it's a team that has the makings of being exceptionally good, but they got a lot of things that need to get addressed. I'm scared that they don't need just one safety. They might need 2.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, because we don't know what's going to go on with Kirby. Brian Branch, is he the same guy? Do you even pay Brian Branch? There's so many decisions that need to be made. But when you look at the season, right, Brad Holmes, I think, obviously, didn't do enough. Like, whether he was duped or not by Frank Ragnow, he did not do enough to make sure that you got are good at center, at least, because Glasgow hasn't been good all season long. And then I think you take it a step further. Dan Campbell, I think, fair to say, kind of failed miserably with higher coordinators. So obviously Anthony Lynn, his first OC, didn't work out. John Morton didn't work out. Do you keep Kelvin Shepard? I'm not quite sure that you do. Like, overall, I think this was a collective failure by so many different sides, right? Like, obviously, Holmes not good enough. Campbell wasn't good enough. The O-line was atrocious. I thought Goff the last 2 games was despicable. I really did. He's been great all season long. He hasn't been the problem. But the last 2 games, especially yesterday, I know things were falling apart around him. But Jared Goff, towards the very end, when it was those back-to-back throws for back-to-back picks, or just allowing Van Ginkle to steal the ball from him on that very last play, I thought Goff was bad too yesterday. You said it, worst-case scenario. And I wonder where Lions fans are right now. I mean, it's so raw, it's so early. But going into this offseason, you have so much to fix. Can you fix it all in one offseason? Can you get back to the team that you were? Or have the Vikings, the Packers, and the Bears passed you?
Well, I mean, this year they certainly have. One thing that they could really use some good luck with some injuries. I mean, it feels like there's a roster there that can compete with anybody, quite frankly, that has just been decimated. And you have you hope that you expect to see guys get hurt. What the question is can you overcome as many as that they've had? Like, fixing it in the offseason, well, if Decker comes back, and now I think we need to question whether or not he will.
That's a great question.
Do they start moving Penei Sewell over to left tackle, shopping for a right tackle? Are they going to, which one of their young guards are they going to roll with? I mean, they know better than we do. Like, is Mahogany, Ratledge, Frazier, which Owasika, which one of those guys is worth keeping and building around? Defensively, they have to find more help at the defensive tackle spot if they're not going to get playmaking out of the guys they have. I mean, Roy Lopez was probably feeling like the only guy that lived up to or exceeded an expectation at that spot. There was an El-Qadim Muhammad sighting yesterday, which was cool, but it, again, I go back to how much of that is just on Max Brosmer being the quarterback that he is. is Anzalone got a future here? Is Malcolm Rodriguez a plug-in player? You know, there's a lot. You know, what do they do with the secondary? Is Terrion Arnold going to be a guy that they want to continue to try and invest in and build around? Do they look to replace him? Do they look, you know, what the hell is Ennis Rakestraw, the two safety? I mean, there's a ton of questions. I can't believe how many questions there are. And you're right. Can they fix it all in one offseason? I mean, given the state of the NFL, of course, there are teams that go from way worse than this
sure.
to good. But it doesn't mean there's not a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of work to be done.
The thing that was the most disheartening, at least for me, for the last couple games, right? You look at a Steelers team that had a backup guard, actually a fourth-string guard and a backup left tackle, and they ran it on you for 230 yards. And then yesterday, you mentioned Brosmer a bunch of times. They're missing their center, talking about the Vikings. They're missing their left tackle as well, and they ran the ball for 100 and some yards. But obviously, it's a little misleading with the Jets sweep. I guess my point is, we Lions fans talk injuries all the time, and it sucks, right? Because Kirby's out, and Branch is out, and the offensive line is decimated. But you will go against, in back-to-back weeks, two teams with just as many injuries, and you lose woefully. And especially yesterday. I mean, yesterday, that's a Minnesota team that probably didn't want to be there. And they're banged up and they're playing for absolutely nothing with a guy that probably should not be playing quarterback. And you can't find a way to beat him. See, to me, I watched that game yesterday and it's the same thing we've watched. Like, I can't believe it, but then you believe it. I think the biggest thing is, and it's different for each person, Doug, and I'm curious when it happened for you. You got to realize that this wasn't the team that it was the last 2 years. And I think once you realize that, you realize they're just an average football team right now. Now, can they get better in the offseason? We'll see. Brad Holmes has done a hell of a job to get you to this point. Can he finish the deal? Dan Campbell's done a hell of a job to get you to this point. Can he finish the deal as well? Or has the beautiful window, the NFC title game, and then 15-2 in the one seed, has that closed? You know what I mean? And we'll find out. But that's a real worry moving forward.
Well, yeah, I guess when I looked at the team that was on the field yesterday, I'm not totally surprised because on the team that they put on the field yesterday was a pretty average NFL team.
Yeah,
and with a woeful deficiency up front on the O-line. I mean, there was no run blocking to speak of, and there was no pass protection to speak of, and I don't know what you're supposed to do under those circumstances. I have one gripe with play calling, which I almost never do, so we'll get to that as the show goes on, but yeah, there's not a lot you can do when you can't win in the trenches. And they were losing woefully in the trenches. The biggest mismatch on the day was Minnesota's defensive front against the Lions' offensive line. Hate to say it because that group has been exceptionally good. But you look up at any given moment. I mean, there was a time yesterday where they essentially had a rookie and four backups out there. And so I got against a really good defense. You know, it was a worst case scenario. And I'm not totally shocked that they couldn't. I guess I'm surprised they were that much outclassed, but you know, with the way that game played itself out and who was on the field, it's almost to a degree predictable. But
oh, lots I don't of think anybody predicted that.
Well, I don't predict it. Like I said, to a degree, I could see them losing the game against that defense with that O line. But the Brosmer thing is just unbelievable. Like that kid he couldn't do anything, and it was, you know, a jet sweep. That jet sweep finished him off.
Doug, it got to the point where he completed a pass, and I was shocked. It got to the point where they allowed him to throw the ball, and I was shocked.
It felt like they would have been better positioned when you look back, just take a knee three times and punt it back.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's why Drew Brees said, listen, this is going to sound stupid to Ian Eagle, or Noah Eagle, rather. He said, this is going to sound dumb. The Vikings should take the safety. Because at least there's still going to be up 4 points, which is more than a field goal. Then at least they can give themselves some pretty good field position. Because if you're going to give the Lions this great field position, you know they're probably going to score and your lead's going to go away. Like, it's gotten to that point. Your offense, talking about yours, the Vikings offense couldn't do anything. And yet they still find a way to win the game. So as much as you talk about the fact that obviously the Lions O-line was under siege and Goff was under siege, I cannot believe, which... it's insane that Max Brosmer won that game for them.
It was a terrible football game. It was just a terrible.
And the Netflix, I mean, I know you're big on the broadcast. The Netflix broadcast is pretty bad too, right? It felt like one long commercial for a Netflix ad. Like, hey, let's have a football game where we pay $150 million for, and all we're going to do throughout the commercial, the football game, is tell you about, I don't know, Stranger Things and you, part seven.
Pinky Blinders.
There you go.
They had a set. They set up a set in a suite, but whatever. Hey, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson. Rieger's in for Anderson. Well, yesterday pretty much just sucked. Sucked in about a million different ways. Lions, a wounded animal put down is what it felt like. And now they got an off season to go to the lab and try and fix it. Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger in for Scott Anderson. We welcome in Kang to our producer. And Kang, before we get to the phone calls, overall, your thoughts of the state of the Lions following that playoff eliminator yesterday?
Yeah, I never had real hopes. I don't want to say real hopes. At some point during this year, I kind of felt like things were just too off too often. You know, even when they won a game, the very next game they would lose, because obviously we know they've won back-to-back games in a couple months here. It just seemed like something was always off with this team. And the press conferences afterwards were always, we got to clean this up. We got to execute this better. We got to do this better. And it was always something. It just never seemed to flow back-to-back games. And it was when the Lions actually beat the Giants when I thought, I just don't think this team's good enough. I don't think this is the year. And it happens. Sometimes it's not your year. Do injuries play a factor? Absolutely. But overall, the lifeline and the bloodline of this team is the offensive line. And they just haven't looked the same the last 2 years, you know, compared to the last 2 years this year. And so when they beat the Giants barely, I just thought, I think this is the type of team they are. They're not terrible, but they're kind of average. And right now they're 8-8, which is exactly average. It was still kind of jarring that they lost to Brosmer and the Vikings in that fashion, because that's pretty ridiculous. But earlier this week, though, we were talking about the playoff scenarios were still alive, right? And The miracle was maybe the Packers losing two in a row. I kind of brought up the miracle might be the Lions winning two in a row. And it's true. They couldn't do it even when it mattered the most. When you're playing against a team, the only thing that the Vikings had to play for was pride. They had a third string quarterback who basically is nothing back there. He could barely run the offense. The defense actually played well, except for one play, the jet sweep. And that once they let that happen, it was pretty much over. And I've kind of accepted this fate, is what I was trying to say, Doug, for a couple weeks now. But to see it finally happen, it's still a little surprising. And it's unfortunate, man. It's just a really disappointing year. And they got a lot of work to do. And I think it really starts with the offensive line. You got to start there. And I think you said it earlier. Go out and get a veteran center or a left guard. You need to solidify that middle of that lineup, and hopefully Taylor Decker comes back, because otherwise you got another big hole.
248-539-9797. Ready to get to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Brian! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, both of you gentlemen. I love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Brother, they dead in the water. They in last place. This was a horrible GM job, a coaching job, and you're not winning no, Doug, I hate to tell you this bad news after Christmas. You're not winning no Super Bowl with that quarterback, man. That guy's horrible. Yeah, if everything's perfect, he wanted a top 10. But if it's not, he wanted the worst quarterbacks in the league. And for him to be upset about what he said or didn't say or whatever, he's not worth it, man. And don't tell me, well, we got to go with him because nobody else. They in last place. Nobody thought they'd be in last place. I remember I called Gator after that Bears game, think, oh, man, they got something. I was fooled like I bought a boulder rock. He is not the quarterback. He cannot get the job done. They're not in the Super Bowl window. They're not close. The three teams ahead of them in their division had the ability to get better than they do next year. And the Lions in trouble, man. They're in a world of trouble.
Brian, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. They have so much. No, I don't think. Not to mention.
I think he's wrong.
I wonder what Goff thinks about the doubters now. Like, he got so upset at the so-called doubters. The doubters were right.
Hold on. Jared Goff using whatever Jared Goff wants to use to motivate himself, or he loves that doubter stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but it sounded like a shot at the fans. And when you take a shot,
if you want to determine it as a shot at the fans,
definitely
that's fine.
Yes.
I do not at all. I think it's just Jared Goff feeding into what Jared Goff loves. Because you know why? Because I watched him do it through the years, and we talked to him. And when we had stuff like that we offered up to him, he leaned into it and wanted to know.
Doug, he said, do it through the years.
I'm not talking about the comments he made.
He loved comments that doubted them and wanted to know what they were. And so I have no issue with him using anything that he uses to motivate himself. As far as can Jared Goff win the Super Bowl, if the whole team looks like that, no. Everybody needs things to be good. Nobody out there goes, there's a very few, I should say, that don't need a lot to align to have success. This is a team sport, man. This is a team sport where you give yourself a chance when you have a complete football team. What was on the field the last few weeks of this season was far from being a complete football team. Now, it's a very safe position, Brian, to say they're not going to do it because you got the field. And taking the field every year is a very safe thing to do. But I do think if you take if you put together a team that's efficient up front offensively, they've got weapons on the outside and they've got running backs, they need their tight ends back, yeah, that offense can operate at an extraordinarily high level. And he has had postseason success, and he has taken a team to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, if you want to give up on him, that's fine, I guess, but I'm not giving up on him, and I'm not giving up on this team.
Well, the problem is you got nobody else to go for.
This season, I am.
Well, yes, you have to give up on the season.
I mean, yeah, they're kind of locked into him with the contract.
Right, he's making $70 million next year. I'm sure they're going to restructure.
But
Doug, I don't think Goff has done himself any favors to the people like Brian that don't believe in him, because everybody has injuries, and over the last couple games, in the biggest games of the season, when you're fighting for your life, nobody's saying to win a Super Bowl. You're just got to get to the postseason, someplace you've been last 2 years, and some place that people expect you to go to, you put in your two worst performances of the year. Now, to your point about the offensive line, it's valid, but Goff is one of these guys, like any quarterback, that needs things perfect. Goff might need things extra perfect. And yesterday, he was atrocious. Sunday against the Steelers, he was bad. And you look at these other teams that have success with injuries, whether it's the Chargers, who are still fighting for the one seed, their entire offensive line is decimated. Or you look at the Niners, their entire defense is out. They, too, are still fighting for the one seed. So I agree with Brian. I don't want to hear it on a day like this. I don't want to hear any support for Jared Goff. It's the NFL.
Well, then, hey, Jeff, you probably don't want to hear anything I have to say all day. Honestly, because if the conclusion that Brian draws is you can't do it with this quarterback, I'll take issue with that. I don't think he could do it with a team anywhere close to the team they had on the field yesterday. And I'm sorry. I guess I don't look at a quarterback who threw for 364 yards and 3 touchdowns in that Steelers game as atrocious. Atrocious, Jeff?
Doug, he put up at least 6 or 7 balls that could have been picked, probably should have been picked. And that play in the end zone on the safety, can he get rid of it? Do you think that was a good play? I don't think Jared Goff has played the great.
No,
I don't know why
Jared Goff.
He makes the most money on the team, Doug.
I defend Jared Goff against absurd criticism on a quarterback that threw for 364 yards. You mentioned two or three bad plays or whatever you think, because he didn't throw 6 or 7 passes that could have been interception.
Doug,
that's an over-exaggeration,
Doug,
A. And B, hold on, Jeff.
Sure.
I let you talk. He did take a sack in the end zone. Yeah, he could have thrown that away. So there's a few bad plays in a game. Good quarterbacks are going to make bad plays. And let's work with the definition of atrocious. Like, this is where I defend him. I defend him against criticism like that. Yesterday was a terrible game, okay?
From who?
But from Goff.
Okay.
But for you to go atrocious, 364 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, was atrocious.
That's where, Jeff,
I defend him.
Defend all you want.
I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to defend him on yesterday's performance.
Collectively,
but you lumped in a game where he played pretty well and called it atrocious.
Collectively, over the last 3 games, 3 must-win games, Jared Goff was not good enough. Now, you'll say he put up 34 against the Rams.
Hold on. I'll talk
about those back-to-back-to-back 3-and-outs that lost them the game. Okay.
I agree with that. I agree it wasn't good enough. I step up and say, atrocious.
Yesterday was atrocious.
Okay. You included the Pittsburgh game, and that's where I defend him.
All three, in my opinion, were borderline that. But we can mix on the words if you want.
It's probably people don't want to hear it, but...
And Doug, my whole point is, Goff is lumped in on this. That's all. This failure of a season, it's just as much on Jared Goff as it is on Brad Holmes, as it is on Dan Campbell, as it is on everybody on that staff and every player on that field. Goff doesn't get a pass because there's injuries on the offensive line. So if you take exception with atrocious, that's fair. I could take the word back, but the guy you pay the most money to on the offensive side, or at least some of the most money to on the offensive side, he simply, too, has not been good enough.
Well, I'm not going to defend him to the degree where I disagree with that. I think he could be better. That I think is fair criticism. But 248-539-9797, more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson, Rieger in for Anderson on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox, 248-539-9797. You can text us. And we will read text messages on the air. Mark writes in, I don't blame Jared Goff at all for yesterday's game. The line was atrocious, and he was left trying to make risky plays because nobody else was. That team did not want to play, and that coach was outcoached again. 8-9 record is atrocious. Good is the enemy of great. Next one from Jimmy. Honeymoon is over. Lions have bled fans dry with prices and priced some loyal diehards out. Have won exactly nothing. Both Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes feet start getting held to the fire next year. Michael writes in, I'm not sure why there isn't more focus on Goff and offensive deficiencies. They lost to a quarterback who threw for 50 yards while they had all their offensive tools really bad. That's from Michael at work. And next one's about Kyle Whittingham. Brad says, I fear that Kyle Whittingham is too old for the Michigan job at 66. You don't have the same fire as someone 10 years younger. Well, it depends on the individual. But all candidates have their arguments against. From Whittingham, it'd be about the age. People will lock onto the age, even though he's only a couple years older than Cignetti. But I think it's a great hire for a variety of reasons. We'll get into a little bit later on. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to the phones. Carl is next here on 97.1. Hi, Carl.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up,
Carl?
Not too much. You know what I remind you of? Remember the Caldwell era? Dan Campbell's only one loss away from being the coach. What's his name I just said? The coach.
Jim Caldwell.
Before that, Caldwell. And this whole team is a disaster from Holmes to Campbell, his decision-making. You said rebuild earlier. Rebuild off of what? What's there to rebuild off of? You know, it starts with the GM not putting it. You even said that isn't a good team I like on the field. Well, that goes to the GM. And then you look how he coached them. And then last year, their record on one-point games was 8-2. Water seeks its own level. They're all back to reality, and the flash is gone. And I don't like what I'm seeing going forward at all.
Carl, do you have a plan? I mean, I don't know if you do or you don't, but do you have a plan?
Well, I'd like to see him rebuild the team, but it's not going to happen. So that's what I would do. I just think
break it down. You'd trade off pieces and start over. Is that what you mean by that or no? You'd trade off pieces and start over.
Because everyone's going offensive line. You have the second highest scoring offense in the league. How about just rebuild the defense and hold those games? The St. Louis game or the Rams game was a penny of that. You put up low 30s and you lose by giving up 40.
You'd keep the offense and work on defense exclusively.
Absolutely. I'd lower.
Yeah, I don't think is that. I wouldn't characterize that as a full scale rebuild.
I don't think it's a rebuild. I think it's a retool. I just think you got to rebuild probably the toughest two things, which is probably the offensive line. It's hard to get that right. And then the defensive line, you probably got to do more. If anything, if there's a positive out of any of this, Brad Holmes is going to have to change his philosophy. And we're going to see what kind of executive he is. Now, Doug, his point about Dan Campbell, Dan hasn't been good enough, whether it's hiring coordinators, but play calling. I don't think he expected to do the play calling, but I don't think he was good enough either. We got to stop with this. Not that you said it, but I hear a lot of people say, well, they're the number one offense, or they score the most points per game.
They don't look like it.
But when they play good defenses over the course of this year, they've lost. They've got outgained on the ground. And, like, for instance, Philly, they score 9 points. Kansas City, they score 17 points. So they're simply not good enough offensively when it comes to actually going against a good defense. The other thing, too, about Dan, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, that's a little shocking. I think 3 weeks in a row now he's been outcoached, and I think the adjustment game has gone to the other guy and not Dan Campbell. I think that's tough. Plus, you add the fourth downs, some of the time management. Nobody's saying to fire the guy, but he needs to be way better as well.
Well, hold on. I wouldn't characterize it as nobody saying to fire the guy. Yeah, but look, Carl was interesting because Carl came in and, you know, said rebuild off what? And as we talked to him, he actually was in favor of a rebuild, and he was in favor of focusing exclusively on the defense. I disagree with that. I don't think you can focus exclusively on the defense. I think you got to get the offense right. It's the foundation for all the success they've had. And it's not like you can only have to do one or the other. But my big free agent money would go into a veteran center.
Yeah.
And there could be some guys out there, and you know, we can get into the list of how you attack it later. But I would not. You know, Carl's, of course, entitled to his opinion. I would not do it the way Carl would. I would definitely try and sink some resources into improving that offensive line and specifically the center spot.
Two things. First of all, is there a chance at all, or is it pie in the sky that Frank could walk back in? He's still 30 years old. His hammy should be healed by next year. I mean, if he came back for the money, I don't know that he did. There's still more money to be made. That would solve a big problem if he could gain any of what he had before. I don't know. That could be pie in the sky. That could be unrealistic. But you're right. They need multiple pieces on the offensive line. And then that's before you get to what do you do in your secondary even? And who do you sign, Doug, too? There's some contracts due up that you got to make some decisions, like whether it's a Laporta, whether it's a Gibbs. You got to decide what to do as far as extended Brian Branch. What do you do with the Achilles? So I do think there's so many questions.
And in a cap world, you can't just throw money at everything because there is limitations. So you have to pick and choose. Where are we going to invest? If you're the Lions, where are we going to invest? And where are we going to try and get by with either a younger alternative or a cheaper alternative that we think can make enough plays for us? Because it's kind of you got to balance these things, right? And it's a difficult thing to do. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Nick, who's next on 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you guys had a good Christmas.
Well, thank you.
You too, Nick.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I want to put a little bit of a positive spin on it. Not yesterday. Yesterday was a turd. But going into next season, I think it could be the final opportunity for our GM and our coach because we have a fourth place schedule or a third place schedule. We saw what Chicago did this year and with a nasty schedule, they were able to really just kind of breeze through into the playoffs, and a lot of that is Ben Johnson, but their schedule was cake compared to ours. But we can't do it with this current team, with this current setup as it is.
Nick, you get a better draft pick too, so there's always that. But do you want to know next year's schedule? Obviously, you play the NFC North, but as of now, the games you're locked in for. You play the Saints at home, you play the Bucks at home, you play the Pats at home, and the Jets at home. Then there's a couple of other teams still to be determined. On the road, you play the Falcons, you go to Buffalo, you go to Carolina, and you go to Miami, and then there's one more to be determined, and I know you're going overseas as well. But don't be fooled or duped by the schedule game, because it seems like an easy schedule right now.
It's every year.
Things can change, and teams get better or teams get worse.
We try so hard not to do it. And every year, Kang, I think you tried to teach us that lesson like 10 years ago, that we always look at schedules and go, this one's easier, this one's hard, and they almost never work out that way. I mean, it's a dangerous game to try and predict how good or how tough or easy your schedule is going to be.
And now, so more than ever, with free agency, trades, it's the turnover, coaching changes, I think it's even worse now, Doug, that you can't look at that schedule and play that schedule game.
More of your phone calls coming up. It is Carson Anderson, Jeff Rieger in for Anderson. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger in for Gator, 248-539-9797. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll get to the Kyle Whittingham story as it looks like he will be the next head coach at the University of Michigan. Not final, but everybody's reporting that it is trending in that direction. A lot of venting today, understandably so, over a terrible performance yesterday and a disappointing, bitter end to the season. Man, that sucked. And hey, now it's into an off season with a lot of work to be done. And I mean, I guess one of the questions is there a rebuild here possibly? Is it a full-scale rebuild or is it more of a retooling? Is it, where would you put your resources to try and fix this thing? And we've already had at least one call that caller didn't think it was worth fixing, that it was going to be that bad. But let's get back to your phone calls, 248-539-9797, and your text as well. But next up is Steve on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Steve?
Question for you. I know it's a team sport, and it goes from the top of the organization down to the coaching, lots of reasons why they weren't successful this year. But honestly, I think Jared Goff is the least of their worries. Could he have played better? Absolutely. But I give you the hypothetical. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Lots of people would put him as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best. And how different do you think it would be if he were on the Lions this year? Do you think they would really have made the playoffs or had a Super Bowl run?
Hey, Steve.
Look at how it went with Kansas City.
Steve, they won three Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes at times has put his team on his back. He was running for his life as well. No, would Mahomes be better than Goff here? Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah, I would actually probably take Mahomes. I would take Mahomes over Goff, yes. But he didn't ask what the resumes were. He asked, would he be any different? I think, yes, Mahomes would probably create more plays. He's more mobile. And he makes ridiculous trick throws. But I think that's an extreme. I wouldn't go that far to say even Mahomes wouldn't have success with this team. But I do think it'd be fascinating to see what this team could be if they could block, man.
Well, you saw it the last couple of years, and Goff was fine. Goff was good. Yeah. But the problem is, Doug, I don't dispute the offensive line is a travesty right now. And, some of it's not their fault, obviously, with the injuries. And I don't know that it's going to get any better moving forward. But, yes, Mahomes would be better. Other quarterbacks would have struggled yesterday as well. But Goff was – that's a tough game to watch yesterday because you do look at the quarterback and you say to yourself, all right – just don't turn it over as much as you have. And I know some were the fumbled exchanges. The picks were pretty bad as well. But I can't get past the fact that, and I know they probably would have not gone anywhere in the postseason, but if you win yesterday, at least we're watching tomorrow Green Bay versus the Ravens for a chance to at least stay away alive for another week. But Goff, in the biggest game of the season, delivered one of his worst games as a Detroit Lion. Because if you just hold on to the football, you just secure the football, you win that game because that Minnesota offense couldn't do squat against the Lions, and especially with Max Brosmer.
They've done such a great job at not turning it over this year. To go from 8 all season to 6-1 game is one of the most shocking things that could add. Like, nobody could see that one coming. And usually they are exceptionally good, and Goff included, in taking care of the football. And I it's more than – it's more than on one guy. It's more than on Goff. And it's more than on Kingsley, too, right, the center, because two of those came on bad quarterback-center exchanges. But it's becoming abundantly clear to me that that center spot is so critical to this team's success. And, maybe that's just super obvious, but that has gone from, hey, can they get by with this, with what they have in the middle of the O-line, to hell no. In fact, they need a massive upgrade. Yeah. And it can't happen in a year. It can.
The thing about, and Kingsley Equiquan, right? The undrafted free agent from Florida. If there's a guy I'm willing to give a pass, it's probably him, because he should not have been thrusted into that spot to begin with. And Campbell
he's
said
in a tough spot.
Campbell said after the game that they were happy and fortunate to have Glasgow, but he really couldn't play because he was so dinged up. So I just go back to the offensive line. I go back. It all starts with Brad Holmes. Like, we love Brad Holmes. You should love Brad Holmes. He's done a tremendous job up to this point, but now we get to find out what he's capable of. And I always compare him to Scott Harris. The Lions, fair to say, a good team, not this year, but a good team looking to get better. Can Holmes get you there? Harris, the Tigers, a good team looking to get better. Can Scott Harris, with his approach, which is not taking a big swing, can he help get you there? So we're going to find out a hell of a lot this offseason. And I think the one thing you said is the center position is the biggest thing. You find a way to at least replace that, and you feel a hell of a lot better going into next year.
So it's interesting. The judging of Brad Holmes, there's all kinds of different challenges when you're a general manager. There's getting them from terrible, which they were, to average.
Yes.
Average to good, and then good to great.
Which is tough.
And I think the easiest thing to do is go from terrible to average.
Sure.
Because when you're terrible, you have higher draft positions. You don't have players worth re-signing, so you should have cap space. Your needs are all over the board, so you don't have to address specific positions. Hey, we need everything, so if a guy's interested in coming to Detroit, then, hey, we can go grab that guy. Where they got to was they were way above average the last couple years. Were they great? I mean, it feels like last year's team was actually great.
I agree with you.
And it's been voided because of the playoff disaster. But last year's team was pretty close to great. If it wasn't great, they went 15-2. But they, you know, come back this year. This is a completely different challenge, right? This is going from arguably great right back to average. Now they've got players signed. They've got a foundation here that seems worth it, but now you got to address things that didn't work out. So this is a completely different challenge for Brad Holmes, and we'll see if he can pass it. He's passed a lot of tests.
I agree.
But this is a different one.
Well, Doug, let me ask you this. What is your take on what really happened with Ragnow? Because that, to me, seems like the linchpin, as crazy as it sounds, of this entire season. We heard about the turf toe, and I think we all thought he was coming back. Obviously, Brad knows a heck of a lot more than we do, but it feels like, was he duped by Frank? Was he promised Frank was coming back? And then at the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Last second, Frank, he pulls out. Does Frank change his mind?
My opinion is Frank thought he was coming back, and Frank just wanted time. And when Frank had to gear up and go to camp, his body just wasn't going to respond, and he pulled the plug at that time. I think if Frank had told them, I'm most likely not coming back, or I'm not coming back earlier, if they really thought that was a threat, they probably would have been more aggressive in the offseason leading up to that time. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, because obviously common sense tells you, if you know Frank is not going to be there, you have a better plan than Graham Glasgow.
You probably are a little bit more aggressive. And even if you don't want, maybe you don't want 2 young guards, maybe you go with a more of a veteran in there. But that's what I think happened. Let's get back to your phone calls. D is next on 97.1. Hi, D.
DK.
What's up?
Rieger, what's going on? I was about to say,
Gator.
What's up, Reed? Hey, man, the frustration is at an all-time high, fella. No, laughing. This is serious, bro, because that loss against San Francisco, it's coming to the head right now. How we should at least got to the Super Bowl, win or loss, we should at least had the excitement and the experience of Detroit Lions finally in a Super Bowl. But that's long gone, fellas. And now we're going through this. And you know what? It's scary, bro. Because I got a feeling not only do we need pieces on the offensive line, defensive line, what about the secondary? What if Brian Branch don't come back to form and they don't re-sign him? What if Kirby Joseph don't come back to his old form? We spent too much money on DJ Reed. He is not a number one.
Yeah, he's been bad. Although he was injured, D, would he have been better if he never got injured? But he was pretty bad after the injury.
Rieger, don't cover for him.
No, I'm not. I'm asking the question, D. But no, I hear you. I hear you, but D, I look back to that game you're talking about, the NFC title game, up 17 at the half with all the questionable decision-making and the Reynolds drop passes and the Kendall Vildor face mask thing. I look back to it all. Yes, that was the moment. At least they could have given us what we've always desired, a Super Bowl, and now it feels further away than ever.
Whoa!
You got a problem
you
with that?
You think a Super Bowl? They went 0-16, Jeff.
It feels a lot further away. Okay, that's fair. I will give you that. I will give you that. Although 3 years later, they were, 11-5 and back in the postseason. I might give you that, Doug. I might have overspoke.
Hey,
it feels pretty far away, though, doesn't
D, we're up. Yeah, they do feel further away, for sure. D, real quick, we're up against it.
I'm sorry, I hung up on D.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no, it's all right. Well, no, we got a hard break. We got a hit. So, no, yeah, they do feel far away. Don't get me wrong, but I would not say further away than ever, but fair enough. 248-539-9797. We get to more of your phone calls and feedback. We'll give our thoughts on Kyle Whittingham at 11:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.